Welcome to episode 62 of Sports with Friends. I'm Seth Everett, and we have something very interesting, something I'm going to be working on a lot now. I was fascinated to find out about something called Ticketshore. You have no idea what it is. We all know what StubHub is. We all know what all the ticket agencies are. The secondary ticket market has been a huge controversy in sports. The skyrocketing prices are sometimes pricing fans out. And at first, I was very reticent to hear about another ticket thing. I didn't want to hear about it at first. I'm telling you right now, I'm not getting anything but meeting a friend about this situation. I am doing this not because someone asked me to. Yes, I was asked to meet with this guy, but when I met with him, he's infectious. And I was very, very impressed. What essentially it is that you buy what I will call an insurance policy. I'll let him explain the whole thing. You buy something for a team. And if that team goes to a championship game, you cash in your policy and you can get, you know, $3,000-$4,000 toward a ticket. They have a very cool NCAA promotion going. You can go to the Final Four for $12. It's unique. It's very cool. And all I always say when everybody asks me, you know, what do I want to get involved in? I want to get involved in things that are new and exciting and the future. This represents the future. Now, this was originally supposed to be a podcast. It turned into an NBC Sports Radio segment, and we're turning it back into a podcast. Todd Armstrong is the creator and CEO of Ticketshore, and he joined me via the phone for a segment on NBC Sports Radio. With a little bit of creative editing, I'm turning it back into just a podcast. So before I bring in our special guest, let me explain to you that if you're interested in Ticketshore, there is a 10% off promo code. We are presenting the promo code RADIO. It's in the description of the podcast. Just type in their website, ticketshore.com, type in the promo RADIO, and voila, you'll get 10% off any potential purchases. So let's welcome to the show, Todd Armstrong. Todd?
Seth, how you doing?
Good. There's been so much talk about the secondary market. I've made big topics about this. To me, it's supply and demand. What exactly is Ticketshore, and how does it attack the secondary market?
Ticketshore is, what we've done is we've partnered with, you know, your traditional insurance underwriters, primarily Houston Casualty Company and Lloyd's of London. And we've created, it's a financial product. It's an indemnity contract, in its legal sense, where, a fan, if you own a specific team, you can go in and buy team specific policies. You can buy select four policies, different product lines that we have. And if you own that product, you can then go out onto the secondary market to any of your more popular, you know, secondary ticket sellers, StubHub, Vivid Seats, et cetera, buy your ticket, submit a claim, and we're going to reimburse you up to the maximum coverage that your plan allows.
So if I'm a fan, and I'm a fan of the Boston Red Sox, I don't know why I chose them. I don't like Red Sox fans. But okay, but I'm a fan of the Boston Red Sox. How can Ticketshore help me? What would be my reason for investing in it?
Well, so since we're not live with Major League Baseball just yet, we'll use the New England Patriots as an example.
That's fine. That's fine. Same disdain for the same fan base.
Yeah. So what you would do is if you wanted to buy the New England Patriots and you wanted to buy either an AFC championship plan or a Super Bowl plan, what you would do is you'd come onto our website. Each team is priced based by our actuaries. Our underwriters price these teams every week after every game. We actually simulate every game on every schedule 50,000 times to come up with these our own power ratings that our underwriters use to price the teams. So you would come in, you would buy the New England Patriots. I don't know off the top of my head what they're selling for right now, but let's say just for this conversation, it's $100. you own the Patriots for $100. They go to the Super Bowl. You can then go out onto the secondary market, spend up to $5,000 for your Super Bowl ticket, submit that claim back to us, and we're going to reimburse you up to the $5,000 you spent. So, in essence, we have now put you in the Super Bowl for the cost of your plan and not the cost of the ticket on the secondary market anymore.
Okay. Now I understand it. So, in essence, what you're saying is, if you're a diehard fan, when you say $100 just for the sake of the argument, these policies are not $5,000, are they? They are affordable for the average fan, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely they are. They, and of course, a New England Patriot plan is going to cost you a lot more than a Cleveland Brown plan is. But you're exactly right. It's not going to cost you anywhere close to $5,000, especially before the season starts. You know, these plans are best bought prior to a season starting and early on in a season. I'll give you a great example of this past year with the college football season. You could have, in our marketplace, bought Clemson and a national championship plan that had a $1,500 maximum coverage for just over $100. And, of course, as we all know, Clemson.
Right. So for $100, you buy this thing. You have Clemson for the 2015 season. That's last year. If they go to the championship game, you can go to StubHub, you can go to anything, you can find any aspect, and up to $1,500, you can pay for it. So let's say you find a $2,000 ticket for the national championship game, you're only on the hook for $500 because you already paid $100 to TicketSure.
That's correct. Absolutely. Okay. And right now, we have a Select 4 plan. $12 and some change. It'll start to increase as the tournament starts, but that has $1,500 of all sessions protection. So you go in to TicketSure, you select any of the four teams you want, who you think are going to go to the Final Four. If those four teams end up in the Final Four, go on the secondary market, buy your ticket. We're going to reimburse you up to $1,500, and at the end of the day, you're sitting down in Houston in the arena for under $13 for a ticket.
I mean, that it's a unique idea. I have a feeling it's going to become a very popular idea. What has to happen in terms of licensing? How do you get the rights to do something as far as you said you're only with the NFL and with the NCAA? If you wanted to do a Major League Baseball, what has to happen? Does MLB have to authorize that? Because
no.
Isn't it so that it's just a matter of who you can get your underwriters to back?
That's it. That's exactly right. Yeah, we don't need to go to any licensing. You know, we're not backed by any of the leagues, nor are they endorsing us in any way. It's just like, you know, someone, you know, buying a ticket. This is just a protection plan, the same concept. But you're exactly right. All of our underwriters, we take them, they look at our TCI power rating, and they will price these teams after every game. Like when the tournament gets started this week, you know, every day after every round, those team prices are going to change. That Select 4 option is going to change based on, you know, tournament outcomes. And so we'll get these prices from the underwriters, and when any claims are paid, they're paid by the underwriters through TicketSure.
So in essence, I just clicked on Cleveland Browns just because you said that. If the Cleveland Browns were to go to the Super Bowl, you can buy a $3,000 coverage for $70. Okay, so $70. So if I am Joe Brown's fan, if I have $70, I give $70 to TicketSure. If the Browns shock the world and go to the Super Bowl, I can get a Super Bowl ticket for $3,000.
That's exactly right. That's it. So because they're indemnity plans, what you would do is you would go on to the secondary market and you'd go buy your ticket, just like historically you have to do. But instead of it stopping there, we've added another step. And that step is now buy your ticket, you know, and we'll reimburse you up to that $3,000. Now, if you look on there, you'll see matchup plans for the NFL, and there's top matchups that are available. So you might not want to, you know, you could probably spend $70 or a little more than that for a premier potential Super Bowl matchup next year. The key there is both teams have to end up in the Super Bowl, but if they do, same thing applies, and it's up to $5,000 coverage for those matchups.
Right, because you'd be buying two, and you would have both teams, and you know your ticket is not necessarily a Cleveland ticket. It doesn't matter, you know, what your fan base is around. It's a very unique thing, and what I like about it is it's not competing against StubHub or Vivid or those kinds of secondary markets. You're actually embracing them.
Absolutely, yeah. We're not disrupting those guys. We are not a ticket outlet whatsoever either. We're not guaranteeing tickets. You know, we're not carrying this ticket inventory. You know, we leave that to the StubHubs and Vivids of the world. So you're exactly right. We remove. You know, we see ourselves removing some of the price sensitivity that exists in the market when it comes to these elite championship games.
How can people find out about this if they want to get more information?
It's come to TickAssure. It's TickAssure.com. The Select 4 plans that are live right now are pretty hot, and that's TickAssure.com/Select4. 4 is spelled out, F-O-U-R.
And just for the record, we had not spoken when I had suggested that I thought maybe you were in New York, and I had actually, folks, proposed that we record this and tape it in person. If I had heard him for 1 second, I would have realized, no, you're not in New York.
Yeah, I'm not. That's an Alabama accent you're hearing.
Todd, thanks so much for joining us.
Seth, I appreciate you having us on, buddy.
Our thanks once again to Todd Armstrong. You can find him on Twitter as well, ToddArmstrong25, and you can follow TickAssure at TickAssure. TickAssure is the next wave. It is very, very cool. And you just follow them on Twitter. You'll see all the details of people who have done this. It's worked, and it's going to continue to work. It is that simple, and it is the future. Again, the promo code is radio. Thanks to Todd Armstrong, and thanks for listening. Sports with Friends.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Calvin, please, I'm gone, forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person